WPGW AM and FM, Portland.
And a very pleasant good afternoon, everyone. I'm Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. It's time for the class of 2022 for Fort Recovery High School to go through commencement here this afternoon. Here are the sponsors making it possible for us to bring you the Fort Recovery graduation today. That would include Pat and Joe at Brockman Furniture, Pat and Joe Brockman, featuring the finest in furniture selections in downtown Fort Recovery, a longtime Fort Recovery business. That's Brockman Furniture. Stop in and say hi to Pat and Joe in the near future. Also being brought to you as a public service by Adrian Gruby of Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estates. Adrian Gruby, proud to be serving the Fort Recovery community. And again, beyond, he also has some listings and auctions in Jay County as well. Adrian Gruby of Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate. Also brought to you by the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry, Ohio, with some other locations. Proud to be serving the Fort Recovery community, the St. Henry Bank. Also brought to you by Vohr's Welding and Steel on State Route 49, located just north of Fort Recovery. Steve Vohr and his staff at Vohr's Welding and Steel. Also brought to you by Fort Recovery Insurance Agency in downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio. Also, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery and several other area locations. Again, if you're looking for employment, check with your friends at Cooper Farms. Always proud to support area young people, such as the Fort Recovery High School graduating class. Also brought to you by Mercer Savings Bank in downtown Fort Recovery. Stop in and see Eric Brackman at Mercer Savings Bank for all of your financial needs. That's the Mercer Savings Bank. Brought to you by the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banta would love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. By Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery. They're your Case IH dealer and also Kubota. That's Hall Brothers Incorporated, Fort Recovery, just down the street here from the Fort Recovery High School. And also Judy's Fruit Farm and Landscaping. Eric Judy and his family at Judy's Fruit Farm and Landscaping. I don't know if Oscar's listening in this afternoon, but Oscar, hey, we welcome you to the broadcast if you are grandson Owen Judy graduating today here at Fort Recovery High School. Judy's Fruit Farm and Landscaping. Once again, that's Brockman Furniture, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Adrian Gruby, the St. Henry Bank, Vohr's Welding, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, Cooper Farms, Calp Pharmacy, Chad Guggenbiller of CSG Consulting, Finance and Brokerage, Fort Recovery Lumber Company, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, the Mercer Savings Bank, the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta, Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, and Judy's Fruit Farm and Landscaping. Proud to be bringing you this commencement exercise of 2022 for the Fort Recovery High School graduating class. They would all those fine folks would like to wish the Fort Recovery seniors the best of luck in their life after high school. 78 seniors are graduating here today, and the final ones are making their way in here. You're going to be hearing some really nice speeches during the broadcast. President of the class is Caleb Evers. Vice president is Marissa Garkey. Secretary, Paige Benn. And the treasurer is Olivia Hawk. The Board of Education is Don Wendell, the president, Vice President Ann Guggenbiller, Nick Wordkamp, Jake Kanapke, and Sean Colleague, also on the board. Class advisor for the class of 2022 is Mr. Charlie Basie. Your high school principal, Tony Stahl, he'll be speaking today. Also, the treasurer of the school corporation is Mrs. Deanna Kanapke and superintendent is Larry Brown. Larry's a great guy. You'll find him at just about everything that's going on at Fort Recovery. We'll start out with the invocation with Marissa Garkey, followed by the salutatory address with Paige Benn, then the valedictorian will speak, Alyssa Heinrichs. There'll be musical selections by the high school choir. Superintendent Brown will present the class with some remarks, and high school principal Tony Stahl will make the presentation of awards and diplomas. They'll sing the Fort Recovery High School alma mater, and that'll be performed by both the band and the choir. And then the benediction will wrap up the day with Olivia Hawk, the class treasurer, giving the benediction. So that gives you some highlights of what the program is going to be like today here at Fort Recovery High School's graduation. I think this is the 108th graduation. Correction, 134th graduation for Fort Recovery High School. 134 years. Just about set to begin. First up again will be one of the class officers here at Fort Recovery High School, Marissa Garkey.
Welcome, everyone. Please bow your heads and remove your caps for a quick invocation. Gracious and loving God, we ask now for your almighty hand to be upon our graduates as we celebrate this grand milestone. May we find comfort from our families, friends, and communities' continued support as we journey through life. May we find strength in the excellence of academic and workforce preparation. Bless our lives from this day on with goodness and success. Enable us to stay true to our dreams for your greater glory, to discern what is right, good, and just, and to use our gifts wisely in the service to others. Empower us to walk in the future with faith, hope, and great love guided by your light, so that we may use our talents and abilities in the world. Amen.
Thank you, Marissa Garkey, Class Vice President. I would like to welcome all of you to the commencement exercises of the Class of 2022. We would like to start today's program by inviting our valedictorian, Alyssa Heinrichs, and salutatorian, Paige Benn, to join us on the stage. It is my pleasure to introduce to you your 2022 salutatorian, Paige Benn.
Welcome, everyone, to this year's commencements for the class of 2022. I'm Paige Benn, the daughter of Jason and Amy Benn, and if you don't know them, they are the ones with the big smiles on their faces, and I know they are super proud of their daughter standing up here right now. And I am very proud to be your salutatorian. I want to give off some big thank yous for getting us all here today. Thank you to my parents and to all the parents here for believing in us and standing with us and helping us with everything up to this point. Thank you to Mr. Stahl, who shows a personal interest in each of his students. Thank you to all of our teachers for guiding us and being for us there beyond the classroom. And most of all, thank you to all of you sitting ready to get your diplomas. Here's to all the hard work, great memories, and friendships. These are the true reasons we are here today. First, I want to tell you a little bit about myself. You may be surprised that I love to shoot guns and hunt. I just love gathering eggs at my family farm, and I have worked at Toby's, our Dairy Queen, and continue to work at Cooper Farms. I love singing, playing the piano, art and crocheting, and okay, I do really like school. Most of us have been together for 12 years, and we know a lot about each other, or at least we think we do. We all have the parts of us that people don't know about, and these past 12 years have helped build who we are becoming as adults, but nothing we've done so far in our lives needs to define who we become in the future. Today is our new start, and we take the parts that people don't know about us, the building blocks that have brought us here so far, to drive what we want to become. I feel it is very important to think back about what it means to be from Fort Recovery. I am so proud to be able to represent this year's class of seniors. We are made up of hard workers and good people. What I learned when I learned I was to represent our class, I started to do a lot of thinking. Looking back, everything was education, but then something clicked, and I now know that there is much more to life than being the valedictorian or salutatorian or getting straight A's. I realized this at the end of my freshman year when I lost my Uncle Joe. That affected me for a long time, but what I learned from Joe was that life is short. Too short to be worried about the little things or trying to be perfect. Life is about living. We are here for a short time, so we need to all go chase our dreams. And with that being said, I admit, I did always like things to be perfect in school. I also would never say that I'm a troublemaker, but I did want to admit something. And remember, I'm not trying to call anyone out. But in my sophomore year, I endured my most stressful, yet probably most daring moment of school. And Mrs. Luthman, it was me. It was my paper that you confiscated in career class. And I wasn't cheating and neither was Blake. He was just checking his answers that were in his head, but not quite on his paper. Now, for the rest of this, I want you to try and picture this in your heads. So imagine how worried I was when Mrs. Luthman took my paper, but Blake promised me everything would be okay. And the next thing I see is Corbin. He's running across the room like someone from an action-packed spy movie, where I imagine him doing this tuck and roll, but he rescued my paper and it landed neatly under my desk. Mrs. Luthman was then very upset and said that if the paper was not returned, it would mean detentions for everyone. So then Marcus stepped up and gave his paper to Mrs. Luthman. I could not have been more relieved. I did feel bad, but luckily no one got in trouble. So a big thanks to Marcus and Corbin for saving me and for Blake to let me live on the edge. So those are the fun memories of high school. But now looking back, we did not get all the memories we should have. COVID cut our sophomore year short and made our junior year crazy. We missed some good ones like our homecoming dance and the sporting events to cheer on our classmates, but I would say we got lucky with those state tests and that speech unit, although right now that would have been helpful. I'm going to miss spending almost half my day in Mrs. Horseman's room getting to work on art, the yearbook, and just talking about everyday life. I'm going to miss our school lunches because, as you have probably heard, they are way better, even though they are the same. And now I won't miss things like gym class as much because I was always on B team. Although thank you to Mr. Blockberger for letting me be on A team for ping pong. And I won't miss the hours of homework Mrs. Osterloh always assigned. But thank you for being a great teacher. And know that even if you don't hear it, we are all so grateful for the countless hours you put into making sure we have the best materials possible. And I also wanted to let everyone know that sixth period, specifically table one, was definitely Mrs. Obringer's favorite. And a big thank you to Mr. Bruns for teaching me what it was like to be on a team. Even if us farm girls were a pain, I do feel that it was our farm girl support that helped Jalen win state. And to my classmates, there are so many paths that are being taken after we leave this gym here today. But there is no doubt in my mind that every one of you will be successful. Everyone here has their own thing that they excel at or are passionate about. For some, it is academics that they will use to continue on to go to college and further their education. For some, it is athletics, which may be a part of their next steps, or maybe a passion turned into a lifelong hobby. And for some, it is their job, which they will continue to turn into their career and then compete for who has the best truck. And I will say, I do want to be in that competition someday with a lifted 6'7" power stroke. And for David and Henry, it is the military. Who cannot say how proud we are of them? Down the road, that may be a future for someone else too. And for some, they may still be wondering what your path is, and that is okay too. For all of us, we can't be afraid to try to put ourselves out there. Regardless, every single one of you will succeed. Now, with that being said, it will not be easy. And every time you think it is easy, life will throw another curveball your way. But always remember that you will overcome it and it will get easier. And if it gets really hard, look around the room. We live in such a great community that will always offer support. Even if your dream is to get out as soon as you can, remember you always have a place here. You are an Indian for life. I hope success upon all of you, but more than anything, I hope each of you have a happy life. I hope you find a career you're passionate about, but also don't work your life away. And like Mr. Blockberger said, find a job you love and you will never work a day in your life. Stay true to yourself and to your roots. Be proud when someone asks where you're from. You don't find too many places as great as this. And beyond everything, be yourself. I am a music lover, so I wanted to leave you with a few words to remember. Always let your dreams stay big and your worries stay small. And when you get the choice to sit out or dance, I hope you dance. And I know the responsibilities will begin to get bigger, but I hope a part of us can keep living young and wild and free. Thank you again, everyone, for making this possible today. I couldn't be more proud to be standing here representing you and all your hard work and accomplishments. And I couldn't be happier to know how proud my parents are sitting in those stands. But Mom and Dad, I hope you know I'm even more proud to be your daughter. And it is now my pleasure to introduce valedictorian Alyssa Heinrichs.
Before I begin, I would like to introduce myself. I'm Alyssa Heinrichs, daughter of Mike and Teresa Heinrichs.
But here we are, the first day of the rest of our lives. It's the day we've been waiting for since we first stepped into the halls of Fort Recovery High School 4 short years ago. When we walk out of those doors, we will no longer be students of FRHS, but alumni, ready to go out into the world. Before we begin this next exciting chapter of our lives, we first need to reflect on where it all started. When we first entered Fort Recovery High School on that August day in 2018, we had no idea how our years here would end up. We had no clue about what was coming for us. All of us were 14 and 15-year-old kids, excited for the freedoms and opportunities that came along with high school. We enjoyed football and basketball games, sports victories, and even through the seemingly never-ending school days, we all enjoyed some laughs and fun times together. Little did we know that a year later, everything we thought we knew would come crashing down. An extended spring break turned into a worldwide pandemic. There were no more laughs with our friends at lunch or jokes with teachers during class. All we knew was a computer screen. Although the ending of our sophomore year was not ideal, the class of 2022 went into junior year hopeful. Even with the threat of possible closure still looming over us, we made the most of it. A record number of us started attending TriStar, and some of us even embarked on the journey to college. We snuck our way into the newly restricted football and basketball games. Luckily, we cruised right through our junior year without any closure or remote learning. And on to senior year we went. The year of lasts. This year has been unlike any other year during our high school career. Throughout all the lasts, we have come together to build up many new and strengthen old relationships. Our high school experience may not have been picture perfect like a high school musical movie, but it sure was fabulous, as Sharpay Evans would say. Soon, we will take our final walk out of FRHS. I encourage all of you, in your future, whatever you are doing, military, workforce, or college, to appreciate every single second in life. It can be easy to be absorbed into your job or your schoolwork, but always remember to take a step back and take a break. I know it sounds cliche, but as our good friends Dan and Shay say, this life will go by in the blink of an eye. We all heard everyone say that when we started our path through high school. We thought they were crazy for saying those things. Graduation sounded like a lifetime away. But boy, do we take that advice for granted. We blinked, and here we are, about to start the next chapter of this brilliant life ahead of us. I also encourage everyone to find what you love in life and stick to it. Our grade has done that better than anyone, from having one of the highest TriStar enrollment amounts in recent years to going above and beyond in athletics. We always followed our own desires. We didn't need to stick to the status quo, as High School Musical says. This class of 2022 knows how to work hard for the things they want. We never lost sight of the better path ahead. Wishing for things never gets you anywhere, but working for them will. Another thing to remember as we leave here for the last time, remember where you came from. This community that we are living in has taught us so much. Fort Recovery is more than corn and soybean fields. It's the friendliness and kindness you experience from your neighbors. It's the helping hand whenever you need it. Always carry that with you. Whether you come back in 5, 10 years, or never come back at all, use the values that this rural hometown community has brought you to better the world. That's what it needs right now. To our families, thank you for helping us reach this point and supporting us along the way through the good times and the bad. To our teachers, principals, and administration, thank you for teaching us things that we will carry with us through to our future careers and providing us a place to grow relationships and develop lifelong friendships. And lastly, to the class of 2022, thank you for making these past 4 years amazing and filled with memories to last a lifetime. Our time together at FRHS has been nothing but exceptional.
Thank you both for your addresses to your classmates. At this time, we would like to present these awards to both of you. First, Alyssa Heinrichs will receive her valedictorian diploma, medal, and plaque. Congratulations, Alyssa. Next, Paige Bin is the recipient of her salutatorian diploma, medal, and plaque. Congratulations, Paige. Now, the high school choir will be performing two appropriate selections for today's occasion. They will be singing "For Good" by Huff and "Friends Always in My Heart," arranged by Emerson. Ladies and gentlemen, the Fort Recovery High School Choir, under the direction of Mrs. Tracy Evers West Curtis.
Once again, you're listening to the Fort Recovery High School commencement for the class of 2022. Rob Weaver here. Nate Christman's our studio producer back at the radio station in Portland. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast. As the choir makes their way to the stands here, to their elevated areas. So we'll be hearing from the choir in just a moment.
Thank you.
Thank you, choir and Mrs. Evers West Curtis. We will now turn down the lights and enjoy a contribution that comes from our students. These are reflections and photographs brought to us through the 2022 senior video produced by senior class advisor, Mr. Charlie Vasey.
I always knew this day would come. We'd be standing one by one.
So while the audience is watching the video here, just let me take time to credit our sponsors who made it possible for us to be here today broadcasting this commencement exercise. Here are the sponsors of our Fort Recovery High School graduation broadcast this afternoon here on 100.9 on your FM dial, WPGW-FM. That would include Judy's Fruit Farm and Landscaping, located just north of Fort Recovery on Route 49, Mr. Eric Judy and his family. Judy's Fruit Farm and Landscaping. Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, your Case IH and Kubota dealer, just down the street from the Fort Recovery High School. By the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland, Dr. Banta is accepting new patients. He'd love to be your family's dentist. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta. Our Fort Recovery High School commencement is also brought to you this afternoon by the Mercer Savings Bank. Stop by in downtown Fort Recovery. See Eric Brackman at the Mercer Savings Bank for your financial needs. By K&L Tractor Sales and Service, located at the south edge of Fort Recovery on Route 49, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Also brought to you by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, serving the Fort Recovery community for more than 100 years, Fort Recovery Lumber. With the finest in building materials and lumber, it's Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Also brought to you by Mr. Chad Guggenbiller of CSG Consulting, Finance and Brokerage. That's Chad Guggenbiller. Also, Calp Pharmacy. Jerry and Lori Calp at Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery and several other area locations, including Bern, Indiana and Union City, Indiana, Calp Pharmacy. Our Fort Recovery broadcast this afternoon also made possible by Cooper Farms with several area locations, including here in Fort Recovery. That's Cooper Farms. Also congratulating these Fort Recovery High School students on their graduation today, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency in downtown Fort Recovery. Steve Vohr and his staff at Vohr's Welding and Steel on Route 49 just north of Fort Recovery. Also by the St. Henry Bank, located, of course, in St. Henry, Ohio, and many other locations, the St. Henry Bank, proud to be serving the Fort Recovery community. Brought to you by Adrian Gruby of Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate. Adrian Gruby wishing the very best to the Fort Recovery High School graduating seniors. And finally brought to you by Joe and Pat Brockman of Brockman Furniture in downtown Fort Recovery, a longtime Fort Recovery business. For the finest in furniture, see Joe and Pat at Brockman Furniture in Fort Recovery. Again, these are our fine sponsors of our Fort Recovery High School commencement exercise here on the radio this afternoon. And once again, the senior video continues with snapshots of the young people as they were when they were little ones, and also compared to today as well.
Always knew this day would come. We'd be standing one by one with our future in our hands. So many dreams, so many plans. Always knew after all these years.
By the way, a special thanks to class advisor Mr. Charlie Vasey at the CoLab. He is the gentleman who's directed the series of photos we're seeing here with the students here this afternoon.
We gotta keep moving on. I'm so thankful for you.
Once again, you're listening to a broadcast of the Fort Recovery High School graduation for the class of 2022. The students and audience viewing a video of photos of all the graduates. Again, each student provided a photo when they were very young and one of recent times. And we're not too far away from concluding these, so we'll get back to the program as soon as the video is completed. Up next will be the presentation of the class and remarks with Superintendent Larry Brown, followed by the presentation of awards and diplomas with High School Principal Tony Stahl.
Chapter in the book, can't go back, but
Thank you. I would like to thank Mr. Vasey for all his work on the senior video. At this time, I now introduce to you Mr. Larry Brown, the superintendent of schools, who will present the class.
Always knew this day would come. We'd be standing one.
Thanks, Mr. Knuth. Pick out my own notes here, sorry. On behalf of the Fort Recovery Local School District, I offer congratulations to the graduates of 2022 on their graduation today. I personally wish you all good luck in the future, whether you choose to remain in the area or venture out to different parts of the state, our country, or the world. Once again, congratulations, class of 2022.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. We are proud of the accomplishments of the class of 2022. These students have been very successful in the classroom, in co-curricular activities, and in extracurricular activities. We have already presented numerous awards to this class at the academic, music, and athletic ceremonies prior to this commencement ceremony. Today, we add to that list a number of scholarships and special awards. Presenting the awards today are Mr. Larry Brown, Superintendent of Schools, and Mr. Don Wendell, President of the School Board of Education. Today we begin with a number of special awards. Each year we award a boys and girls athletic key based on total athletic participation. This year's boys athletic key is awarded to Caleb Evers. Congratulations, Caleb. This year's girls athletic key goes to Whitley Rammel. Congrats, Whitley. It is now time to award the activity key to the student who has been the most active and has shown the most leadership in clubs, organizations, sports, and extracurricular activities over their high school career. A point system is used to determine the recipient of this award. The activity key for the 2022 class is awarded to one boy and one girl each year. The winner of the boys' activity key for 2022 is Caleb Evers. Congratulations, Caleb. This year's girls' activity key winner is Emma Follenkamp. Congratulations, Emma. The Academic Booster Club also gives our graduates maintaining a cumulative GPA of 3.5, a thumb drive for their computers. These were awarded at graduation practice on Friday morning. At this time, we would like for these students who received those thumb drives and that 3.5 cumulative GPA recognition to stand and be recognized for this accomplishment. Congratulations. And at this time, we would also like to recognize a different group of students. Would all students who will be receiving an honors diploma please stand? These students have met the required criteria as outlined by the State Board of Education in order to receive an academic and or career technical honors diploma. Congratulations. The next group of students that I'd like to recognize, would all students in the National Honor Society please stand? These students have shown excellence in academics, leadership, character, and service throughout their time here at FRHS. Let's congratulate all of our National Honor Society members as well. Now, next we have an award that is not given out every year, but should definitely not go unnoticed. We gave the award to this student Friday morning at graduation practice, so I'm just going to say his name, and when I say it, I'm going to ask that he just stands up to be recognized. But this is for perfect attendance for this school year, and the winner of that award is Matt Bruns. Congratulations to all our award winners here this year. And now it is time for the scholarship portion of our commencement ceremonies. And at this time, I'd like to ask Mrs. Julie Schlater and our guidance counselor, Mrs. Amy Kaiser, to join me on stage for the scholarship presentations.
Good afternoon. I'm here to present this year's scholarships from the Fort Recovery Education Association, a union group consisting of many teachers from our district. The awards I am presenting today are funded by the profits of FREA's annual chili supper hosted by our members during basketball season. With the community's generous support and participation, we are able to award three $350 scholarships. This year's recipients are Alyssa Heinrichs, Hannah Weigel, and Olivia Hawk. Congratulations to our recipients and to the entire class of 2022.
Thank you, Mrs. Slater. Good afternoon. Our seniors have worked very hard this year on their scholarship applications, and it's my pleasure to share some of those winners with you today. Students, if you are a winner, award letters and/or certificates have been placed in envelopes that are under your chairs. The Fort Recovery Alumni Association has been a longtime supporter of our graduating seniors as they venture on to further their education. Due to the generous donation of past Fort Recovery graduates, our Alumni Association is awarding 9 scholarships this year. Students, please stand and turn and face the crowd to be recognized as your name is called. We ask that the audience please hold their applause until all of these students have been recognized. The Armella J. Kemper Education Scholarship goes to Alyssa Heinrichs. There are 2 Richard and Norvita Hilbold scholarships. Those recipients are Isaac Kanapke and Emma Fullenkamp. The Dr. Diana Meiring-Zitter Medical goes to Marissa Garkey. And the 5 Fort Recovery Alumni Association scholarships go to Hannah Weigel, Paige Bin, Abby Francis, Jalen Bruns, and Olivia Hawk. These students will receive their awards at the annual alumni banquet in June. Please join me in giving these Fort Recovery Alumni Association scholarship recipients a round of applause. The next group of scholarships are managed through the Fort Recovery Community Foundation. This group of winners is hearing their names for the very first time today. Again, I ask that these students being recognized stand and face the crowd and the audience hold their applause. The Carl and Margaret Althoff Memorial goes to Paige Bin, Jalen Bruns, Olivia Hawk, Melissa Laux, and Grace Guggenbiller. The Arnold and Eugenia Beimer goes to Haley Stammen. Jim and Charlene Butt Memorial and the Les Johnson Memorial go to Paige Benn. The David Mupp Memorial goes to Ashlyn Dilworth and Ben Wellman. The Josh and Eric Fortkamp Memorial goes to Jackie Holman. Travis Fullenkamp Memorial goes to Macy Brunswick. The Christian Fullenkamp Memorial goes to Ben Wellman. The Robert, Alice, and Colleen Gruby Memorial goes to Emma Fullenkamp. The Walter and Kathleen Hemmelgarn Scholarship goes to Bethany Deuce. The Linus and Gilletta Hills Camp Memorial goes to Lily Luthold and Jackie Holman. The Henry and Agnes Lefevre Memorial goes to Isaac Kanapke. Sawyer Overman Memorial goes to Kim Hart. The John and Doris Cheeseman Endowed Scholarship goes to Macy Brunswick and Abby Francis. Damon Klinke Memorial goes to Ben Wellman and Michaela Kaffenberger. The Verla Marie Gagel Helping Hand goes to Emma Collig. Dr. James Vaughn Memorial goes to Paige Benn, and the Carolyn Vaughn Memorial goes to Emma Collig. Joe Whirling Memorial goes to Faith Gruby. The Lamar Shoemaker Memorial goes to McKenna Ellenberger. The Howard Berry Memorial goes to Abby Francis. The Bob Freemeyer Mathematics Scholarship goes to Isaac Kanapke. And the Ronald Shoemaker Memorial Scholarship goes to Emma Fullenkamp. Let's give these Fort Recovery Community Foundation Scholarship winners a round of applause. The following students received awards from the Mercer County Civic Foundation earlier this month. The Terry Bidlack Memorial and the John and Ruth Houts went to Faith Wiegant. The Virginia Baker Frankie Music went to Alyssa Heinrichs. The Joe S. Myring Memorial went to Marissa Garkey, Alyssa Heinrichs, Summer Lofton. The Dick Stogler Cooper went to Lily Luthold, Mary Alice Bruns, Aubrey Kanapke, and Madeline Kanapke. Coldwater Eagles went to Alyssa Heinrichs. TriStar Eternal Scholarship went to Summer Lofton and Ben Wellman. And Operation Freedom Support went to Isaac Kanapke, Alyssa Heinrichs, Lily Luthold, and Melissa Laux. Congratulations. And our final group of winners are from some of our remaining local independent scholarship donors. The Franklin B. Walter All Scholastic Award goes to Caleb Evers. The Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce and the Charles and Ruth Raby Memorial goes to Marissa Garkey. The Psi Iota Xi Sorority goes to Olivia Hawk, Isaac Kanapke, and Hannah Weigel. The Vicki Bargy and Tony Boyer Memorial goes to Emma Collig. The Med Foundation of Mercer County Scholarship goes to Emma Fullenkamp. The Coldwater Young Farmers and Mercer County Farm Bureau goes to Olivia Hawk. The Fort Recovery Knights of Columbus goes to Marissa Garkey, Olivia Hawk, and Kim Hart. KFC Spirit Scholarship goes to Abby Francis. The Daughters of Isabella goes to Kim Hart. The Fort Recovery Banking Center, Park National Bank, goes to McKenna Ellenberger and Kim Hart. The Fort Recovery Community Club, Paul Stogler Memorial, goes to Paige Benn. The Fort Recovery Ministerial Association goes to Chloe Sutton, Emma Collig, and Macy Brunswick. The FRHS Scholastic Bowl goes to Olivia Hawk and Hannah Weigel. The Carson Scholar Award goes to Caleb Evers. FRHS Drama Club goes to Bethany Deuce. The FRHS Art Club goes to Paige Benn. The Shane Long Memorial goes to Kim Hart. And the VH Cooper Farm Scholarships go to Bethany Deuce, Grace Guggenbiller, Paige Benn, Lily Luthold, Shelby Atchison, Haley Stammen, and Alyssa Heinrichs. FRHS Student Council American Red Cross Blood Drive goes to Marissa Garkey and Macy Brunswick. And Rachel Rue Brackman goes to Jalen Bruns and Marissa Garkey. American Legion Post 345 goes to Hannah Weigel. The Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club goes to Chloe Greasy. Wabash Mutual Telephone goes to Marissa Garkey. The Fort Recovery VFW Post 6515 goes to Lily Luthold. And FRHS Vocational Grants go to Michaela Kaffenberger, Ashlyn Dilworth, Macy Brunswick, Ben Wellman, Abigail Lauber, and James Adsit. Please join me in giving this final group a round of applause. In addition to these local awards, many of the students have received scholarships from their respective universities and other county and state organizations. The complete list of scholarships will be posted in the local newspapers in the coming weeks. Any individuals, families, or organizations that would like to contribute to our scholarship drive next year can contact the high school office. On behalf of the graduates and their parents, I want to express my appreciation to our local foundations, as well as our community organizations, families, and individuals for their generosity as they contributed over $190,000 to these seniors today. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Kaiser. At this time, we'd like to recognize a couple of different groups of students within the graduating class. I would like to that these students are going to further their education. The first group that I'd like to recognize are graduates of the class of 2022 who will be furthering their education after high school to please stand. This includes students entering trade schools, 2- and 4-year colleges, as well as Project Search. These students will go on to become the next teachers, designers, engineers, business and medical professionals, and so much more. We sincerely hope that your time here has prepared you for the next steps in your educational journey. On behalf of the faculty and staff here at Fort Recovery High School, we wish you the best of luck with your future studies. We live in a great country, and I am pleased to recognize 2 of our seniors who have enlisted in the United States military after graduation. Henry Kanapke, who is unable to be with us here today, as well as David Adsit. Henry is currently serving in the Army National Guard, and David will be joining the ranks of the United States Air Force this summer. These young men are receiving cash enlistment grants from Roger and Janelle Braun on behalf of the class of 2021 Army enlistees and military enlistees, as well as a local military support group, thanks to our Yanks, whose logo is "May Angels Watch Over and May God Protect." Please join me in commending these young men for their future military service. Lastly, would the seniors who plan to enter the workforce after graduation please stand? Fort Recovery in Mercer County continues to be a great place to live and work because of our strong families and dedicated workforce. The contributions of this group will continue to make manufacturing, agriculture, healthcare, and many other areas that will allow Fort Recovery and the local area to thrive in the future. I would be remiss if we didn't recognize this group for their important contributions to better our community and our future. Thank you. Well, seniors, here we are. You would have talked to me a week ago. I don't know if we'd have got to this point, but here we are, getting close to what you've all been waiting for and working hard toward the last 4 years. For many of you, and I can say for probably the majority of parents in here, this day is most likely a mix of emotion. Obviously, happiness is a common feeling amongst many of you today, and rightfully so, as you celebrate this accomplishment with family and friends. However, on the other hand, it might be more likely that sadness has crept into your mind as you say goodbye to classmates, friends, and a way of life you've known for the past 4 years. Athletic practices, homework, bell schedules, choir performances, Mr. Vasey, all of that goes away after today. If not sadness, then perhaps you are feeling anxious or nervous about the future. You might be shipping off to basic training soon or going away to college where you don't know anyone. Beginning a new job tomorrow, or perhaps, and though I doubt it, you have no idea what the heck you're going to do after you walk out of this gymnasium. Regardless, all of these emotions are perfectly acceptable. But no matter how you are feeling, I want to focus your attention on the fact, which often gets lost during ceremonies like this, is that today is actually a starting line and not a finish. Oftentimes, people think about high school graduation as a final chapter or major conclusion in your life. And while it's true that your time as a student at Fort Recovery High School is done, that is most certainly not the case for the rest of your lives as a whole. You all are on the cusp of an incredible journey, one in which you are the proverbial, in the proverbial, driver's seat. However, students, I would also be remiss if I didn't warn you that this car that you're driving is not necessarily the most easily steered vehicle. The journey of life is one that you have equal parts control and no control. Things are going to happen to you, good things and bad things, some of which you can influence, others which you cannot. There will be bumps in the road, dangerous curves, but also some scenic views along the way. So, in all my infinite principal wisdom, I have two pieces of advice for you today to help navigate your upcoming road trip of life. First, students, look around this gymnasium. We are certainly not the only ones in here today, and you would do well to remember that. Where you came from and how you were raised is the foundation of your life, and your lives, up to this point, have been the cumulative efforts of a lot of different people. Obviously, you have played a major role, but you also most likely received some sort of guidance and support from your parents or other relatives. Maybe got help with a resume or scholarship essay from a teacher. Or perhaps you have an older sibling or family friend that you look up to and ask for advice from time to time. The bottom line is that life is very much a team sport, and the people that have helped you so far are an invaluable resource as you set off on your new path after today. Stay in contact with them. Seek their advice and keep those relationships strong because you never know when you will need them. My second piece of advice today, and hopefully you'll notice a little bit of a theme here, is that you always need to ask yourself who and not what. Inevitably, you will all encounter challenging situations in your lives. And to that same point, you will all meet new and interesting people throughout your journey as well. As you navigate the rest of your life, it is important to remember that you must always think who first and then what. We live in a world full of what's. What's your plan? What path are you going to take? What college are you going to? What are you doing after graduation? What resources will be required to solve this problem? These are important and perfectly valid questions, but, in my opinion, should come second. Switch your focus from all the what's to the who's. Who are you going to allow to mentor you as you begin your young careers in the workforce? Who are you going to spend your life with? Who are you going to let shape you? Who will be your friends? Who are you going to let give you advice when you're in need of some help? See, the trick is, students, is that to deal with all these bumps in the road, you don't really need to know all the what's if you have really good who's. And so I encourage you, students, to always think first as you think who first as you begin your postgraduate journey, because if you surround yourself with really good people, you will have a distinct advantage over those that do not. These two pieces of advice, nurturing your foundational relationships and thinking critically about who you allow to enter your life as you move forward, are vital skills to help navigate an increasingly turbulent and challenging world. The future is certainly bright, students, but it's not without its problems. In order to manage whatever comes your way, you will need a good team of people, some new and some old, to help you overcome adversity, manage stress, or help you deal with setbacks along the way. And overall, life is just a lot more fun when you have a good group of people to share it with. In closing, students, I'd like to thank you for an excellent senior year. You have all been a lot of fun to be around over the last 4 years, and I've enjoyed watching you grow both in and outside the classroom. I'd also like to thank all the parents in the audience today. Good education is a team effort, and your trust and support over the years has been vital to our success as a district and with your own son or daughter. Thank you. The future is indeed bright, class of 2022, and I'm extremely proud of all of you. Congratulations and good luck. All right, now we're going to get to the part of today's program that you've all been waiting for, the awarding of diplomas. Awarding diplomas today are Mr. Larry Brown and the President of the School Board of Education, Mr. Don Wendell, as well as board members Ann Guggenbiller, Sean Collig, Jake Kanapke, and Nick Workham. School board members, Mr. Brown, and audience, the students who are receiving diplomas today have successfully completed the graduation requirements of Fort Recovery High School, as well as the state of Ohio. And now before I present them to you, I do want to make a quick note here that we do have four sets of twins in this graduating class. So if you think that you're seeing double on stage, I can assure you it is not a joke. We just have that many twins, about 10%, I believe, of this graduating class. So at this time, it is my pleasure to present them to you, and we are going to have the first row please stand. Students, when you hear your name, you can come on stage and receive your diploma. Alyssa Marie Heinrichs. Paige Ann Marie Benn. Caleb Michael Evers. Marissa Paige Garkey. Olivia Conley Hawk. Shelby Marilyn Atchison. David Bruce Adsit. James Michael Adsit. Bailey Andrew Bergman. Miley Renee Briner. Jalen Denise Bruns. Matthew James Bruns. Macy Ann Marie Brunswick. Peyton Robert Brunswick. Ashlyn Nicole Dilworth. Benjamin Edward Dews. Bethany Rose Dews. Brock Allen Dews. Corbin William Dews. Samuel Allen Duhamel. McKenna Rochelle Ellenberger. Abigail Marie Francis. Emma Annalie Follenkamp. Marcus John Garkey. Benjamin J. Greasup. Chloe Renee Greasy. Faith H. Gruby. Grace Vera Guggenbiller. Kimberly Marie Hart. Bruce Allen Heitkamp. Isaiah M. Heitkamp. Riley Jacob Heiser. Audrey Sarah Homan. Jacqueline Marie Homan. Logan M. Homan. Kirsten Noelle Hoyne. Elizabeth Brianne Hummel. Derek D. Huntsman. Christian Javier Jones. Sam Gerald Jones. Owen Oscar Judy. Michaela Ann Kaffenberger. Emma Marie Collig. Raymond A. Keller. Aubrey Sophia Kanapke. Isaac Stephen Kanapke. He is also receiving his brother's diploma, Henry Robert Kanapke. Logan Donald Kanapke. Madeline Anna Kanapke. Isaac J. Keese. Livia Ann Kunk. Xander Michael Kunkler. Ariana Lee LaBarge. Abigail Marie Lauber. McKenna Jane Laux. Melissa June Laux. Lily Ann Luthold. Summer Falls Lofton. Cole Robert Mollenkamp. Alyssa Ann O'Connor. Aiden M. Odell. Kaylin Rose Overman. Caleb A. Post. Mitchell S. Post. Whitley Ann Rammel. Eugene M. Roth. Devin Stephen Shainline. Aiden J. Sheridan. Macy Lynn Shinneberry. Haley Christine Stammen. Chloe Lee Sutton. Faith Marie Wiegand. Hannah Elizabeth Weigel. Benjamin Michael Wellman. Jason Allen Wendell. Kendrick Robert Wendell. Owen Dale Wenning. and Blake David Will. Would the graduating class of 2022 please stand? Audience, I present to you the newest alumni of Fort Recovery High School, the graduated class of 2022. You may turn your tassels. Congratulations. At this time, we will be singing our Fort Recovery High School alma mater, thanks to some very hardworking and dedicated student council members for the lyrics and our very own creative band director, Mr. Reed Knuth, for the arrangement of this musical piece. The words are on the back of your program. So without further ado, please join the band and choir in performing our alma mater. And for the playing of our alma mater, like I said, the words are in the back of the program, and we're going to ask the audience to please stand as the band and choir perform for the alma mater. Thank you. Thank you, band and choir, for that awesome performance. You are invited to greet the graduates outside after the recessional. The graduates will proceed out of the gym first, followed by the board, administration, and staff. The rest of the audience may be dismissed when the band's recessional is complete. Thank you for attending this year's 2022 commencement exercise. The treasurer for the class of 2022, Olivia Hawk, will now give the benediction.
Please bow your heads and remove your caps. Dear Lord, may this graduation day be a celebration of your life within us. We give you all the learning, the skills, and the hard work of these years. We pour out our gifts into your hands. We thank everyone who has brought us to this point so far and those that will help us along the way in our future endeavors. May we hold this memory in our hearts as we continue on our adventure. Father, may we live a life that reveals your hope and be guided in everything we do by your everlasting truth. Amen.
And you've been listening to the Fort Recovery High School commencement for the class of 2022. As the class now begins to file out, and they'll be greeted by the audience as the audience leaves here from the Fortside Fieldhouse this afternoon. Let's just take this opportunity one final time to thank our sponsors who made it possible for us to broadcast the Fort Recovery commencement and the Honors Day on Friday here on the radio. Here are the sponsors of our Fort Recovery High School graduation broadcast this afternoon here on 100.9 on your FM dial, WPGW-FM. That would include Judy's Fruit Farm and Landscaping, located just north of Fort Recovery on Route 49, Mr. Eric Judy and his family. Judy's Fruit Farm and Landscaping. Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, your Case IH and Kubota dealer, just down the street from the Fort Recovery High School. By the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banta is accepting new patients. He'd love to be your family's dentist. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta. Our Fort Recovery High School commencement is also brought to you this afternoon by the Mercer Savings Bank. Stop by in downtown Fort Recovery. See Eric Brackman at the Mercer Savings Bank for your financial needs. By K&L Tractor Sales and Service, located at the south edge of Fort Recovery on Route 49, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Also brought to you by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, serving the Fort Recovery community for more than 100 years, Fort Recovery Lumber. With the finest in building materials and lumber, it's Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Also brought to you by Mr. Chad Guggenbiller of CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage. That's Chad Guggenbiller. Also, Kalp Pharmacy. Jerry and Lori Kalp at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery and several other area locations, including Bern, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana, Kalp Pharmacy. Our Fort Recovery broadcast this afternoon also made possible by Cooper Farms with several area locations, including here in Fort Recovery. That's Cooper Farms. Also congratulating these Fort Recovery High School students on their graduation today, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency in downtown Fort Recovery. Steve Vore and his staff at Vore's Welding and Steel on Route 49 just north of Fort Recovery. Also by the St. Henry Bank, located, of course, in St. Henry, Ohio, and many other locations, the St. Henry Bank, proud to be serving the Fort Recovery community. Brought to you by Adrian Gruby of Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate. Adrian Gruby wishing the very best to the Fort Recovery High School graduating seniors. And finally, brought to you by Joe and Pat Brockman of Brockman Furniture in downtown Fort Recovery, a longtime Fort Recovery business. For the finest in furniture, see Joe and Pat at Brockman Furniture in Fort Recovery. Again, these are our fine sponsors of our Fort Recovery High School commencement exercise here on the radio this afternoon. And that does conclude our broadcast today of the Fort Recovery High School commencement for the class of 2022. We wish all the seniors the very best as the fun will go to many of the homes this afternoon. There'll be many graduation parties here today in the Fort Recovery community. We do remind you to stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour at 4 o'clock this afternoon, we'll have the Blackford High School Honor Program from Blackford High School over near Hartford City. Again, thanks for listening. Thanks to our great sponsors. We wish the best to these wonderful seniors. Again, for our studio producer, Nate Christman, I'm Rob Weaver, saying good afternoon.
WPGW, AM and FM, Portland.